When Azmi Jubran started high school in North Vancouver, a group of boys in his grade started calling him faggot and gay. He says that at first he didn't know what those words meant, but when he found out, he told the boys that he wasn't homosexual and asked them to stop. The boys continued, calling him names, spitting at him, and punching him for the entire 5 years that he attended Handsworth Secondary. When he was in grade 10, he took a discrimination complaint against the North Vancouver School Board to the Human Rights Tribunal. The tribunal ruled in his favor and awarded him $4,000 in damages. The school board then appealed to the BC Supreme Court, which overturned the ruling on the grounds that he wasn't gay. Azmi Jubran then took his case to the BC Court of Appeal, which reinstated the original ruling of the Human Rights Tribunal in April this year. Just 10 days ago, the Supreme Court of Canada announced that it refused to hear an appeal of the ruling by the North Vancouver School Board. Azmi Jubran joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Azmi.
Good morning.
Now, all that convoluted back and forth between the courts, in fact, means that the original Human Rights Tribunal decision stands. Were you happy with that original decision?
Overall, I would say yes. It was a great feat to actually win a case like that, being the first of its kind.
Okay. Let's go back to when this first started happening in grade 8. Did you tell anyone when it first started?
When it first started, no, I didn't tell anyone. I had been threatened, that if I would have ratted anything out, that there would have been a huge consequence to it. So it was. I was very silent as far as, you know, what was happening, and my parents didn't have a clue. No one had a clue, really, until finally, you know, somebody happened to order pizza for my family and myself when, of course, we didn't want any. And very quickly after that, my parents figured out something was wrong. And they didn't know how bad it was until I had to finally spit the beans. And they tried to contact the principal and didn't hear a thing back.
So when the pizza arrived at your house, they realized that something was going on. And then you told them what was happening. And then they contacted the principal and didn't hear back?
Yeah, they forced me to tell them what was happening, and at that point they knew they had to contact the school authorities, and didn't get a call back at all, and called several times. Yeah.
How did they actually get a meeting with the principal in the end? Because I know they did in the end have a meeting with him.
Right, actually that would be the following year that they actually met with the new principal. The principal previously had left, so... The following year, it happened to get to the point where they actually met the new principal and discussed what the problem was.
And then, what happened when they were speaking with the principal? How did the principal respond to their concerns?
He said originally that he would take a look at what was happening and somehow deal with it. So I ended up going to the office and discussing it with them and giving them a list of names and. They said they would deal with that, and so soon after, a bunch of students, were talked to, and it escalated.
It escalated? It didn't get any better?
It did not get any better from that point on. Other students from other grades started to join in and saw it to be petty of me to go and to complain or, you know, quote-unquote, rat on these students, one of the counselors spread a rumor that I was suing the school originally, and which is quite interesting. But nonetheless, and some students saw that a reason to start picking on me, so it sort of introduced a whole different set of students to attack me for no reason.
What was the extent of the bullying that you were suffering at that point in grade 9, I guess?
In grade 9, I had received, I'd been the on the other end of physical harassment and being spat on and being, you know, kicked in the hallways, you know, slammed into lockers. So, you know, the very well-known forms of, bullying and whatnot.
So the principal talked to the boys who were concerned, and then they didn't back off at all.
They did it. They did for a certain while, and eventually came back to me at an eventual time when it was acceptable for everyone to do it, and it seemed like the thing to do. So they did. They did. attack me and do things to me after school, not just during school, because, you know, I was the kid to pick on.
Do you think that the teachers and the principal knew that it was continuing?
I think they were well aware. There were reports in my reports that there were things that weren't right as far as with what was going on with, you know, my situation in school. There were notes from teachers stating that they realized there was friction amongst myself and many students, and it was brushed aside, or it wasn't looked at seriously. Whatever it was, it didn't mean much to them.
Now, you evidently think that it would have been possible for the principal and the teachers to stop what was happening to you. What do you think they could have done?
They could have taken my complaints a lot more seriously. I had and actually dealt with it in a more realistic time frame. When I'd gone to the principal or vice principal and discussed or complained about certain events, it took a great amount of time for them to deal with it. Later on, you know, through my high school years, for example, like I'm talking, you know, the fifth year, the final year of my high school year, I had my shirt lit on fire while I was wearing it in the classroom. It took the principal 2 weeks, and he didn't find out who did it. The students elected to keep that from him, and I don't necessarily think he even pressured them to find out, because if they knew who it was, and they did, and they didn't tell him, that means you've got a problem. It was a huge issue. And one of the students had said that he would take responsibility for it, even though he didn't do it. And the principal accepted that. So, we're talking about the fifth year of dealing with all this garbage. That's what I had to deal with.
What would you have liked to see the principal do? What would have taking it seriously looked like to you?
The severity of the discipline was minimal.
So you'd have liked to see those kids suspended or expelled from the school?
Yes, absolutely. Suspension for physical abuse. I should have gone to the police. That was my mistake. I should have charged some students for causing bodily harm. I had to go to the hospital because my left eye had a huge corneal scratch, and I could have lost my eyesight. Yeah.
Now, somebody went to the police because you, in grade 10, you punched out a kid. Can you tell me what happened there?
Well, grade 10, I had gotten to the point, 2.5 years of dealing with it, I had gotten to the point, well, breaking point, and so a kid came up to me and called me other than names that I was gay, and I lashed out. I punched him in the head, and, he lost a bunch of teeth, and I dislocated his jaw or fractured, whatever it was. And he took me to court criminally for causing that. And sure, I was wrong in hitting him, but it was my reaction to what had transpired previously to that. And the school wasn't there to help me. And, you know, all these things are happening, let alone, I'm in high school. I'm 16, 15 years old. It's not exactly an easy time in anyone's life. So I didn't get the help I needed, and it's what happened. And
how did you come to take your case to the Human Rights Tribunal?
Well, interesting enough, during the proceeding, my lawyer had explained to me that what was going on was unacceptable, and that I should go through see the human rights and see whether.
So the lawyer actually made that suggestion when you had been charged.
Yes, and. Maybe coincidence or whatever it is, I filed with the Human Rights Commission.
And then how long did that process take of the Human Rights Commission making their decision?
Took quite a while. They had to do an investigation initially, and there was a big backlog. It took about, I would say, a year and a half. So I didn't get into tribunal until after high school.
And meanwhile, you were still experiencing incidents, and you mentioned that your shirt was set on fire. So this was when your case was already before the Human Rights Tribunal. Did the school then treat your complaints any differently, given that they knew that you were taking the school board to Human Rights Tribunal?
I found that as soon as they found out I filed against the human rights, they gave me more attention. I didn't see any more effectiveness with the action that they were taking. It's that plain and simple.
Are there programs that you're aware of that could have been followed that would have helped with this situation?
Well, during the tribunal, I had heard that there was material available, not necessarily in British Columbia, but as far as even back east in Toronto and in Ontario, they have certain programs to deal with certain problems like this. But it seemed that the school board didn't take any measures to go, you know, looking as far back as, you know, just their backyard and looking, you know, going above or abroad, sorry. But yeah, it seemed that they could have done a lot more than what was done while I was there, and just in general for all students.
Did you graduate from high school?
Proud to say, yes, I did. Absolutely. One of my greatest feats so far.
Yeah. Now, this decision by the Human Rights Tribunal saying that the school board was accountable and will pay you $4,000 in damages, what do you think that will mean now? For not just for yourself, but for a kid who finds themselves in the same situation as you?
I believe now that school boards will be held accountable for non-action or for a partial action. We want total action. We want to minimize this problem. Sure, we can't eradicate it. I can understand that. But to stand around or to sit around and to say, okay, you know, for example, as me, we will deal with this. Yes, we will deal with this right away. And then to have it happen again and again and again is unacceptable. So now with a little more, a little more liability involved, I think they're going to take this much more seriously.
Well, congratulations on reaching the end of that legal journey and having a victory.
It's been a long one, but it's definitely gratifying. Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in and telling us about it.
All right, thank you.
I've been speaking with Azmi Jubran. He won a landmark victory against the North Vancouver School Board for its failure to protect him from homophobic bullying.